The Singing Lump. There once was an old man with a heavy lump on the right side of his face. Despite this, the old man happily went about his business, singing his favorite songs. Everyone in the village fondly called him Old Man Lump. One day, Old Man Lump walked deep into the mountains to gather wood. Singing happily as he collected twigs and branches, he lost track of time. It was too dark to return home, so he decided to look for shelter nearby. Soon, he saw light coming from a small hut and called out to see if anyone was home. Hearing no answer, he went inside to wait for the owner. While the Old Man Lump waited, he sang a tune from his childhood. Suddenly, he heard footsteps outside. He opened the door, thinking it must be the owner. There stood a group of burly tokebis.
"Were you the one singing?" they asked.
He nodded yes.
"How do you do it? We want to sing too," they shouted.
"I just sing with my throat," replied the old man cautiously.
"We all got throats, but we can't make songs like you. We want it. Give it to us."
Their demands were loud and fierce. Breaking into a sweat, the old man nervously put his hand to his cheek. Feeling the lump, he had an idea.
"Well, I carry my songs in this lump. That's why I always have it with me," he said.
The tokebi's eyes brightened.
"Then give it to us," they said.
In the blink of an eye, his face felt lighter and his hand was holding something heavy. The tokebis laughed loudly and disappeared into the night.
Old man looked down. In his hand was a bag of gold and silver coins, and his lump was gone. As soon as the sun rose, he ran back to the village in joyful disbelief. News spread quickly that he had traded his lump for silver and gold. Being a generous person, he shared his good fortune with all the villagers. Before long, in the neighboring village, a greedy old man who happened to have a lump on the left side of his face heard the news. He too wanted to trade his lump for riches. He headed straight for the mountains, singing loudly all the way. Sure enough, a group of tokebis appeared. He offered to sell his singing lump to them, but they just laughed loudly.
"He wants to sell his lump! Since it's such a good thing, we'll give him another,"
a tokebi said as it touched the greedy old man's right cheek. They all guffawed before disappearing back into the woods. The greedy old man had to return home with lumps hanging from both cheeks.